Now, I suppose we should start with just to provide some context for anyone who doesn't know what Bitcoin is. Can you just explain what Bitcoin and cryptocurrency are and how they operate?
So the idea of cryptocurrency is that you can agree amongst people who don't work together, people who don't collaborate or even trust each other, on a way to store information. And this information can include value. And this idea came up in 2008, and it was then implemented as something called Bitcoin in 2009. And this all sounds a little bit fantastic. How could one create value from an idea? But it's actually worked pretty well over the last few years, and it's being used around the world to make purchases, to trade. It's pretty speculative, so it's been used for speculation. And it's one can think of it as an international currency.
Now, let's just touch on that, because one of the most common criticisms leveled at Bitcoin is due to its instability. And we tend to see some sharp market spikes and crashes of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. Why is it that it's so volatile? What makes cryptocurrency more volatile than standard foreign exchange rates currencies?
So most currencies are backed by a government, and a government will go out of its way to prevent their currency being too unstable. So they will actively spend money, time, and effort to make sure that their currency doesn't jump up and down. Whereas Bitcoin has there is no governance process, there is no government that's watching out for its interests. And it's pretty well speculative at this stage of its development. One could think of it like, for example, one could invest in toys or something else that have some sort of collectible value, but the value is fairly arbitrary. And in the case of Bitcoin, it has been pretty arbitrary, and that's where it is in its development at the moment.
And do you think we could develop to a stage that governments integrate it more in terms of cryptocurrency broadly into the economy?
The challenge is that the purpose of Bitcoin initially was to avoid government control, and therefore governments can work out how to fit it in. And by and large, the responses to date is to use the technology rather than the actual Bitcoin. But governments will pay attention to it depending on how much impact it actually has on the global economy.
So should Bitcoin and cryptocurrency be regulated and taxed like other finance?
This is a very interesting question. So money isn't taxed. Money is money. Money is a method of payment. When one talks about taxing cryptocurrencies, one is talking about taxing things about them that aren't behaving like money. And in general, that would be quite difficult, because it's hard to work out an analogy and point to something that is being done in that way and is being taxed in that way. So at the moment, a government could attempt to do that, but I think it would tie itself up in knots based on its current way that it regulates assets, money, commodities, and so on. It's a challenging area, and governments don't have answers at the moment.
Well, it seems that governments don't have answers, but there definitely are enough critics out there. Recently, the CEO of JP Morgan came out quite strongly against cryptocurrency. With an eye to the future, how is cryptocurrency changing the way money is used? And why is there such vehement resistance coming from some finance corners?
So when we think about large US banks, these banks work with a currency called the US dollar, and the US dollar is owned by the US government, and the US government controls the way in which that dollar can be used. And US banks are very, very much involved in ensuring that that system functions effectively. The problem is that if the US government doesn't want something to be done with its currency, then users must turn to another currency. And while a large US bank may decide that everything that its government says about the way currency should be used is valid and is important and is to be protected, the majority of the people in the world don't live in the United States, and so they want many, many options. And Bitcoin provides one of those options, and it's not surprising that perhaps those who are fully committed to the US dollar would find that competitive to them.
Indeed, it makes for interesting times ahead. Well, thank you very much for joining the program.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yes, that was Dr. Greg Adamson, and he's an associate professor from the University of Melbourne, talking to us about cryptocurrency and whether it should be regulated and how it could even be regulated if they were going to do such a thing.